8:37, Paul Harris filling in for Don Wade and Roma. When Phil Rosenthal started in the newspaper business in his teen years, he would write a story, it would appear in the next day's newspaper, and that would be it. But the media has changed enormously, and now he's not only in print, but he's also online, and he's tweeting all day, every day. And he's joining me this morning here on the Big 89 WLS. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just glad that the prison release program wasn't pulled back so soon that I couldn't be here today.
Well, we're happy the governor was able to get you out.
And
on the show this morning.
And yet here I am, a repeat offender. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it's the last day of the year, and everybody's been doing lists of top 10 this and top 10 that. But I just want to talk to you about a couple of the big stories of the year, and particularly one that is right here in the heart of Chicago, and that is Oprah's announcement that she is leaving her daytime show.
What?
Yeah. You might have read this.
You'd have heard about that.
Yeah, it was in the Trib. I'm sure you covered it.
Yeah. This is the beginning of the long farewell. The Oprah announced in November, right before Thanksgiving, that, yes, she is going to end her syndicated program based out of Chicago in at the end of next season, the 2010-2011 season, her 25th. And she's going to devote herself a little more fully to this cable network she's launching that begins next year. And we've since learned that Harpo Productions is still going to be here. They're still going to try and turn out programming. The assumption is that this new program that Oprah's company wants to launch with Nate Berkus, the interior designer that she's sort of made a bit of a star, and they're trying to turn it into a syndicated television host, that show will be based out of here. But yes, Oprah will be bidding us farewell and tending to her empire probably elsewhere.
I hate to mention a competitor, but you know, when Howard Stern left the local radio airwaves, the terrestrial radio airwaves, to make his deal with Sirius XM, I felt like he kind of removed himself from the daily presence in America. His listenership dropped dramatically. He wasn't getting buzz anymore. Will Oprah have the same fate once she is not on Channel 7 every day?
I don't know. I mean, I think there may be an element of that. On the other hand, you know, she's getting older. I think she's probably wants to pull back some. You know, I think this is as much a legacy move as anything else. You know, she's getting older. I think she realizes that despite perhaps the occasional flitting thought that maybe she will be the one who isn't, that, you know, no one is immortal. And so what are you going to leave behind? And I think this network, which I think her hope is will be imbued with her values and what she wants to do with in terms of evangelizing a lifestyle and an attitude, you know, this could be that thing and live beyond her and without her, for that matter.
But the real question is, what will Stedman do every day?
I don't know. What does Stedman do every day now?
I have no idea. Talking with Phil Rosenthal of the Chicago Tribune here on the Big 89 WLS. We lost a member of the ABC radio family this year, and I think arguably we could say this guy was the biggest radio star of the last half century in Chicago's own Paul Harvey.
I don't think it's even arguable. I think he is. I mean, if you cover the arc of the time, I mean, at any given point in time, there might have been someone who gained greater attention. But if you take, I'm not sure if you take the history of radio, there's been anybody who's been bigger longer than Paul Harvey was. And, just left a gaping hole, in everyone's lives.
Right? Yeah, there have been a lot of people who have tried to succeed him, and ABC tried to fit people into that hole. But that kind of radio, that kind of five-minute short-form radio on a daily basis is not going to exist again, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, there have obviously been attempts to try it. I mean, you know, they're outselling shows like, you know, people are outselling shows like Rokan has got a show, a short-form show that's been sold nationally. I think the problem partly is that radio has changed. You know, it was one thing when it was mostly local stuff with the occasion, you know, or music or whatever with the occasional drop in. Now you sort of have to rearrange your whole schedule if you're going to put in something of an unusual length in it. And so, you know, it's much easier to put in a show of an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour. And so I think, yeah, the short burst of syndicated programming, that's a little harder to come by. I'm not saying it's going to go away completely. You know, it's conceivable that that could make a comeback. You know, it's a question of what you want to do, for example, with your news slot. If you wanted to sub out your news at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, and do commentary or something along those lines. But part of it is that daily habit, that trusted voice. You know, I think Paul Harvey lost a little bit with the Internet because a lot of these unusual stories that he would be the first to tell you, everybody kind of picks up eventually.
Yep.
You know,
Fark.com had it 20 hours before.
Yeah.
While we're talking about big stories of the year, what do you think is going to be the impact in 2010 of the NBC sale to Comcast?
Well, I don't think it'll close before the end of this year, or, you know, next year. I think there's going to be a lot of fighting in Washington over this thing. You know, whether Congress is going to let this thing go through, the FCC let it go through, the Justice Department sign off on it. You know, that's giving an awful lot of power to and exposure to one company in Comcast, and Comcast obviously has a lot of control over the telephone use in people's homes, the cable use in people's homes, and the internet in people's homes. So I think there's some concern about also throwing in a television network and stations in a lot of the major cities, including Chicago. The question I think will be, you know, what does Comcast have to give up? And I don't know, you know, there's something that's going to happen a little sooner than that. In fact, it's going to happen in the next few days, next few weeks, that may have a lot to say with how the Comcast NBC deal plays out.
And what's that?
And that's this, and it hasn't gotten a lot of attention in Chicago because it's not of immediate concern in Chicago, but Time Warner Cable is right now negotiating fee deals with Fox over some cable channels, what they pay for certain cable channels. And Fox wants to get compensation for its broadcast network. This is a revolutionary idea, and some would say behind, you know, that it's a long time coming, that if cable companies, and I don't know how many people are, you know, conscious of this, but, you know, for every cable channel you get, or just about every cable channel you get on cable, your cable carrier pays a fee to the company that produces it. So in addition to the ads and whatever, and we're not just talking HBO, we're talking ESPN, CNN, Fox News, whatever, they pay a fee. But broadcast stations, broadcast networks do not get a fee for this. And so they're at a bit of a disadvantage when it comes to bringing in revenue. The networks have been saying, hey, wait a minute, we're as valuable as an ESPN. We're as valuable as, I mean, we don't just give you news, we give you sports, we give you entertainment. A lot of the stuff that you're paying to get on, say, USA, we're paying for the first run of, we should get some money. So, and especially if advertising revenue is in the toilet, they want to get the money wherever they can get it. So Fox is going to try and get some money out of this. Now, if they can, that's going to set a precedent that every other network is going to follow. And if you know, that will have a lot to say with what NBC and Comcast do. I think there are a lot of ramifications of the NBC-Comcast deal. You know, I expect that they will make a run at ESPN with their Versus Sports channel. I assume they will start to try to do things like insert ads for your neighborhood on their broadcast channels when you see them. You know, if you're getting it through cable in a way that you don't get now, but you do on cable channels.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are a lot of ramifications of it, but I don't think it's going to be a completed deal until, you know, maybe 2011. So.
Yep. Well, that's the deal we have to keep our eye on, plus the potential of Apple and iTunes getting involved in selling TV shows. They're trying to make deals with some of the networks. There's a whole new paradigm that's going to be building in the next couple of years, just as things have changed so much in the last five, don't you think?
Well, yeah, everything's really expensive, and if advertising revenue has plateaued or gone down, you're still going to have to pay for it. And there are a couple ways you do that. One is you find new ways of making money, and that's by selling the shows through DVDs, through online, through whatever. Other ways are through, you know, there are other ways to make money, and there are other ways to reduce costs. I mean, I think one of the reasons you see so many reality shows is a lot of these things are cheaper, you know, to produce in some ways. On the other hand, they don't have a whole lot of second life. You don't see a lot of people saying, I got to have the complete set of The Real Housewives of New Jersey so that I can watch it over and over and over again. I mean, once you've seen it, you've pretty much seen it. So,
yeah. In fact, I've never seen it the first time. The only Real Housewife I've seen was Mikhail Salahi. That was the closest I ever came to seeing that show,
yeah.
Seeing that, that footage of her over and over.
And you only saw her because she busted into your house and made you watch it, right?
Effectively, yeah. Phil, it's a pleasure, but I got to run. Have a great new year.
You too.
Phil Rosenthal, media columnist for the Chicago Tribune, here on the Don Wade and Roma Show with Paul Harris on the Big 89 WLS.
It's a new year, and it's...